clinic with all of us.
Yeah.
I think 2 out of 100 kids go through life without a curfew.
Without a curfew? Let's see if that's the case. No, I'm sorry. Good guess, though. Very creative. All right, we just got to take a quick break here for Fox News, and then we'll come right back to it.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Listen to Mo Brooks the other day bragging about attacking President Trump.
I have never taken back any of the words or comments I made. Let's be real clear about that.
Brooks keeps attacking our president.
I don't think you can trust Donald Trump with anything he says. He has alienated so many people in Republican Party ranks through his callous insults.
Just before the election, Brooks refused to say he'd vote for Trump.
That means you're going to vote for Donald Trump.
I didn't say that.
Mo Brooks, a never-Trump career politician. President Trump tweeted his endorsement of conservative Luther Strange. The president says, Luther Strange has done a great job representing the people of the great state of Alabama. He has my complete and total endorsement.
I'm Luther Strange. Others attack our president. I'm fighting with him to drain the swamp, stopping illegal immigration with Jeff Sessions. I'm endorsed by the NRA and conservatives all across Alabama. I'll always follow my faith and fight for our conservative Alabama values. I respectfully ask you for your vote. I'm Luther Strange, candidate for U.S. Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Strange for Senate.
The people that were questioning that statement, was it too tough?
Is that tough enough?
Maybe it wasn't tough enough. If anything,
is that tough enough?
Maybe that statement wasn't tough enough.
Is that tough enough?
That statement may not be tough enough.
Is that tough enough?
WACV Coosada.
For shizzle.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
At 8 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president's first tweet this morning, a warning directed at North Korea, which has threatened to fire missiles toward the U.S. territory of Guam.
He said, military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded should North Korea act unwisely. Hopefully, Kim Jong-un will find another path.
Fox's Pete Hegseth. China calling for calm from both sides.
At his golf club in New Jersey, the president refused to say whether he would consider a preemptive strike on North Korea. But he also went on to offer a bit of an olive branch, saying the U.S. would always consider negotiations.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. An investigation underway after three flight attendants became sick on a plane headed for Barbados from a Florida airport, causing the JetBlue flight to turn around. There were no complaints from the nearly 100 passengers on board. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Thank you, Lillian.
You've tuned into a morning show that's all about family with Greg Budell.
The man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
Jay Scott.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Emily Hayes. At this moment, I feel no love for you at all. I never thought that would ever happen, but it has. Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Can you get me off the hook? Road type safety.
Say, I understand there's some guy in Chisholm who still isn't listening to the show. How are we going to fix that?
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
I'm sorry, I hear that, and I think of Frau Blücher.
I am Paul Blücher.
Greg Boodle.
I just broke my knee.
Well, I'm what?
This thing, this hard desk.
You already had your headphones on.
I'll be right to the calls here on the conundrum. But, you know, this morning you remind me of a fish seeking water. You've been flopping around in that chair all these different ways.
I'm not comfortable.
What are you sitting?
Sit in that chair.
I don't want... That's not my chair.
How about the black one with the nice cushy back?
That's the one that's got the pneumatic issue.
Hey, guess what? I'm getting my new pump today.
Yay.
It's not that.
No, for the chair. The original... It's been without it for 2 weeks.
I'll see you on Highway 31.
All right. It's new pump day on News Talk 93.1.
Oh, my God.
Oh. You silly sausage.
Even better.
All right. Here's the conundrum.
It hurts so badly.
You remember that story yesterday, Jay, about kissing it and making it feel better, how it actually accelerates healing?
Come here, Emily.
No!
Here comes the healing powers of Jay. Or you could give her the accelerated treatment.
Gross.
All right, the conundrum this morning. 2 out of 100 kids go through their entire lives without having one of these.
Oh, no.
So what is it they're deprived of? We start with Candace.
Good morning.
How are you?
Morning.
Okay. I'm going to guess they are deprived of a grandparent.
Oh. Yeah. Almost the case of my daughter. Grandparent! No. Excellent guess, though, Candace. You are very, very intelligent.
Ooh. All right.
You are.
Y'all have a good one.
I prop my
Isn't
leg
it up. Nice to know that I can make a listener excited once in a while?
The ladies.
Daniel!
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi. I'm going to guess computer.
2 out of 100 kids go through their entire life without a computer. What is this, 1982? Not it, but it's a good guess. Good guess. Thank you for the call, Daniel. Travis.
How about a broken bone?
I like this answer. This is... Could this be it? No, but it's very, very good.
It's a good answer, though.
You know, someday we'll just do a question and see who comes up with the most intelligent and creative answer.
Good one.
I like that. All of these have been interesting. John.
How about a pet?
Stacy. No, man, still weaning my entire time. No, but it's a good guess again, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Been flopping around in the chair like a fish.
Seeking water.
That just came back to me.
Well, no, you've been doing like this, flopping.
You've been a little fidgety.
You have.
I.
Do you have restless leg? Do you have RLS?
I am 78, so. Are you talking about a stand-up studio yesterday or the day before yesterday? That's what I come from. So sitting down to do a show is weird for me.
No more stand-up studios for me. I used to be 6'2". Look at me now. Stand-up studios compressing all my vertebrates together. Tracy!
I'm trying to believe you right
now.
Hello.
Hi, Tracy.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
What's the winning answer to this? 2 out of 100 kids go through their entire life without one of these.
A bicycle.
Oh.
Did somebody guess that?
A bicycle? Somebody said bicycle.
Go ahead, take a second guess. Something else.
I can take another guess?
Yes.
A swing set? I don't know.
No, but that's a very good guess, especially no, under not. The under duress, without knowing you're under the dress. Thanks for the call.
Your words.
Kent.
Hey, good morning. Is it a good old-fashioned paddling?
Someone's
Somebody guessed
that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about a video game system?
That's a good guess. Highly unlikely that any child would ever go through their life these days without a video game. But a fine guess, but not the winning answer. Thanks for trying, man. Appreciate it. Dixie.
How about a cavity?
That's been guessed, believe it or not.
Oh, has it?
What else? Know. Give us another something else that a kid might... Just 2 out of 100 now go through their whole life without one of these. 2 out of 100.
A cell phone.
A cell phone. That's a good guess.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's not the winner, but thank you. Now, see... You see what I mean?
They're clever.
Uh-huh.
That clever bunch of folks we've got.
I beat the Google. I beat the Google with this. Derek.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
This one's getting good, huh?
Yeah.
The word kids is throwing me off because right after that you said they go through their entire lives without something. So it's kind of kind of messing with me. All I can think of is how about a cold?
2 out of 100 kids goes through their entire life without a cold is not the winning answer, but it's a good guess.
Should we clarify some stuff or no?
There's nothing to clarify. But he did hit on the key words to this question. Their entire life.
Uh-huh.
Got to focus on that. Now, we would like to get back to the phones, but we also, especially in lieu of what happened yesterday and that it could happen again today, I hope you didn't mind waiting until we took those calls, Rich.
Nah.
All right, go ahead.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. Visibility down to a quarter of a mile or less in spots. Take it easy out there. Otherwise, a flash flood watch again today. There'll be some partial sunshine later, high around 90. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become rather numerous again by the afternoon and evening, and maybe even some leftover showers tonight. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs around 90, partly sunny, a generous supply of afternoon and evening storms both days, about 50 to 60% coverage. Lows at night around 74, not much change Monday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes, hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
All right, back to the phones we go at 13 minutes past 8. And again, the drama builds. Will we be able to solve this thing before Emily has to leave? That's the question that demands to be asked and answered. Up next, again, this is something that 2 out of 100 kids go through their entire life without having. We have a family four-pack of tickets for the biscuit game tomorrow night. James, what do you think it is?
Well, does it have to be a good thing or a bad thing?
It doesn't have to be one or the other, no.
Okay. I was going to say warts.
Warts! That's a lucky kid or any human being to go through their entire life without a wart.
Well, have a good weekend, guys.
You too.
Jimmy.
Birthday party.
Oh, man.
That song plays in my heart to think a kid went through their entire life without a birthday party. It's a good guess, though. Thanks, Jimmy. We appreciate it. Keith?
How about a pet, dog or cat?
That's been guessed.
That's been guessed. Pet's been guessed.
All right, then, I don't know.
All right, call us back, though, if you come up with something else. Jason.
I was going to say whooping, but I'm going to say flu.
The flu. Another good guess. Right. It could be the modern science. 2 out of 100 kids sail through their entire life without ever getting the flu. Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yes! Chad.
I'm going to guess groping Taylor Swift.
2 out of every 100 kids go through their entire life without groping Taylor Swift. I'm sorry.
I get cool points for that.
You do. You should really give them a
hint. Actually, I was going to guess, or true guess, having their own bedroom.
Having their own bedroom, another great guess, is not it, but I like it.
All right, guys. Hey, do you know that DJ that did that?
I don't know him, but when I posted the story on Facebook, I said, this guy reminds me of every radio weenie I've ever worked with.
Yeah, well, the picture that TMZ had that was actually introduced to Evan was pretty damning, you know?
Yeah, well, you're a defense attorney. I know you don't make much money doing that, but you're proud of
yours. Right.
How do you see this going? She wants $1 in damages and the satisfaction of...
Well, you know, actually, he's the one that brought the lawsuit.
He isn't boy.
He's suing her for a false story, suing for a false story saying that he got fired because she had reported it. So he's not going to get anything. She's going to get a judgment in her favor. She doesn't want the money. She just wants, you know, she just wants to prove the point that he's the one that he really did it. And it's pretty clear from her testimony and from the actual photographs convinced jury. All right? Photographs and videos of things. You can sit there and say all day long, a guy groped me. But when you have a picture and the guy's hand is clearly on her backside, you know, that speaks 1,000 words, you know?
So, yeah.
Anyway, needless to say, he will be the butt of many jokes. But I'm fine.
You're in the wrong business, man. You're
I do two shows on Thursday. Try the veal, pick your weight.
Thanks, Chad.
You guys have a great weekend.
All right, we're going to quickly check traffic and then come right back to the next round of calls at 8:16. That was a quick report.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we're ready for take 2 on Rick Walker in 3, 2, 1.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of things here for you. Perry Hill at 85, there's an accident, and Northeast Boulevard at Plantation Way, a Nurden, and also in the 3900 block of Birmingham Highway, there is a disabled vehicle there, so be careful with that. Some patchy fog out there this morning, also some wet conditions and a flash flood. Watch goes into effect at 10 o'clock this morning, so keep all that in mind as you're out and about today. Right now, the interstate systems are looking fairly decent. The Boulevard Atlanta Highway, don't see anything on the 31s, and looks like Taylor and Vaughn are doing pretty well so far this morning. The number one selling car in America for 15 years straight is the Toyota Camry. You can purchase, not lease, a new 2017 Camry for as low as $299 per month at Reinhardt Toyota. Just sign and drive. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Okay, it's 18 minutes after 8. Spanking came up quite frequently during this.
Spanking, whipping, paddling.
But this is something 2 out of 100 kids will go through their entire life without. And the average among us is 3 of these. But some kids will only have... Let's go back to the phones with Jason.
Hey!
Hi!
Somebody say broken bone.
Yeah, that was guessed.
Dang it. Toupee. Dang it. All right, thanks.
I always feel bad when I go by the bus stop, school bus stop, and there's kids out there that have no toupee. Alex.
Has siblings been said yet?
Is what?
Siblings been said yet?
Yes, that's been guessed.
Siblings? That's been guessed.
Well, it sounds like
Well, I don't know it. Thanks, anyway.
Thanks for the call. Try again. Call back. Daniel, we got to get this thing done.
Okay, I think I got it. Job. J-O-B, job.
Good job on spelling, though.
Yeah, you're better than Joe Biden. Thank you, because he said that three-letter word. Job. K-Rod. Job.
I'm going to say... an F on their report card.
2 out of 100 go through their entire life without an F on their report card is not the winning answer.
Well,
thank you for the call.
Speaking of whoopings and kids, real quick story. My dad had an F on his report card. Grandma Hayes changed it to an E for effort so Buddy Ray wouldn't pop him one.
No kidding.
Totes, man.
See,
that's the quickest dang story I've ever told in my entire life.
Man, that story was told so quickly I heard the sound barrier broke. Cooter.
Yes, sir. I think it's the Corvette repainted to your favorite color.
2 out of 5 kids go through all the Corvette repainted. No, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
A very funny guess. Don't encourage you.
It's still the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I'm crying.
What's your name?
Ken.
Is it a significant other?
Thanks for calling.
No, it's not, but it's a good guess. All of these have been good.
I know, right?
I appreciate the call.
Yeah, she's gone. Still laughing over there. There you go.
She's gone. She's gone.
Well, my baby's gone away.
Oh, man.
So long, farewell. I'll be just saying goodbye.
I'll be seeing you.
We meet again.
When he was gone.
I don't care.
Have a joyous weekend, everyone.
Kansas City. Oh, can I just cue the cool points real quick?
Now, I am determined to get a winner on this conundrum.
News talk. Who's
or my name isn't Gregory Benjamin Budell. Two out of 100 kids go through their life without one of these. 272-9228.
That's why he's in charge.
Rich. How's the water in your pool?
Beautiful.
Who does it?
It's Alabama. It's summer. You know it's going to be hot. And for the rest of the summer, stay cool this year. Call Mr. Pool and have them put a pool in your backyard. It only takes a few days, and you can beat the heat in a cool pool from Mr. Pool. Mr. Pool's does it all. Cleaning services, supplies, equipment, and repairs. Call them at 334-271-POOL or check out their website at MrPoolAL.com. Mr. Pool has a great value and exceptional service. Keep it clean. Keep it cool. Call Mr. Pool. 334-271-POOL or on the web at MrPoolAL.com.
This is Tripp Pittman, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. This Tuesday, you have a real choice. You can vote for a businessman like me who has balanced budgets and fought big government. Or you can vote for a career politician or Washington insider who will maintain the status quo. You have a real choice. A choice between a conservative reformer and politicians who do nothing but grandstand. This Tuesday, August 15th, let's send a message, Alabama. Vote for me, Republican Tripp Pittman. I'm Tripp Pittman, and I approve this message.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The week is almost over. We're getting really psyched to leave our work behind us because the weekend starts tonight.
Friday's the day we're gonna begin our two-day strike. Let's get this party started because weekend starts tonight.
Tonight we'll get our drink on. That's what it's all about. Cast off our inhibitions and let it all hang out.
Tonight we'll get it started.
Most fidational, small vacational, slightly criminal, best weekend to go.
This is where we jumpstart the weekend.
And we're trying to wrap up our conundrum here because we have a family four-pack of tickets to see the Biscuits and the Jackson Generals Saturday night at Riverwalk with big fireworks display, the ambiance of the ballpark, all the great smells, temptations as you walk around. But we got to solve this conundrum. And I kind of gave a hint just before we went to the break. Two out of 100 kids go through their entire life without having one of these. Now let's see if you picked up on the hint. Miss Harvey.
Yes, sir.
What do you think? What do you think this is? The 200.
I believe it's a cavity.
That's been guessed, believe it or not.
Oh, it has. I wasn't paying attention. All right.
That's okay. 10 out of 9 dentists say that's about average too. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa.
How about 2 out of 100 never get a tooth pulled?
Never what?
2 out of 100 never get a tooth pulled.
A tooth pulled. That's not it either. Thank you for the call. Oh, I've had plenty of that action, man. I had a dentist climb on top, literally climb on top of me, a lady in Indiana. It's not a way. Here's Chance.
Hey, how's it going? I'm going to try again with a haircut.
No.
Okay.
You look a little troll-like. Hey, Chance. You don't have a friend named Community Chess, do you? Here's Papa John.
News talk. Who's this? Not yet.
Take two. Papa John.
I said good morning, fun group.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't push your button hard enough.
Well, you always push my button. You know that.
Casey?
This one I may have already been guessed. I hadn't heard all of everything. How about a spanking?
That has been guessed, yes.
It has been guessed. Okay.
Spanking, corporal punishment, whooping. Somebody used that term. What?
A pair of skates.
Pair of skates. Not it. But thank you again for the call. I swear, Jay, if my name isn't Gregory Benjamin Budell, I thought we would have had this after two or three calls.
I know.
272-9228, Brian.
Yes, sir. Has anybody asked about pets?
Yes.
Bummer.
I know. Can you think of something else, though, while you're on the line?
Driver's license.
That's a good guess, and that may be actually statistically true, because not everybody gets one. But not the answer we need right now. Thank you for trying, though. Daniel.
I'm invested in this. This is my third call, and I have it. Middle name.
He says, 2 out of 100 kids go through their whole life without a middle name.
Yes. Yep.
Flawless victory.
Woo-hoo. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's it, yes. 2 out of 100 go through their entire life without a middle name. Now, did you pick up on my hint?
I did. I certainly did. You mentioned your middle name.
Yes, I did. So, good. You are sharp. You are smart. You deserve to win this. Family 4-pack of tickets to see the Biscuits tomorrow. Now, you got to get down here and pick these up today, okay?
Okay. And that's Saturday, right?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow night's game, yeah.
Tomorrow. Scout night at the game as well, so if anybody goes, I'll see a bunch of Cub Scouts running around.
That's cool. Hang on, Jay's going to set you up with those tickets, and the guy that can tell us more about Scout Night has been sitting here watching this chaos unfold. Scott Tribble, General Manager of the Biscuits, welcome to the show again.
This has just been enjoyable to watch the madness that is guessing a middle name.
Well, you know, we always...
It was worded a little weird, but, you know, it's not like you get a middle name halfway through.
Here's the thing. We get these questions, and my job... The group votes on it, and then my job is to try and make the question un-Google-gobble.
Ah, there you go.
Because if I did it the way it was originally put, somebody could have typed it in to Google and gotten the answer.
That's fair. Okay.
I won't tell you what I changed on it, but...
I actually do know 2 people without middle names, so I guess I only know 100 people.
Here at the station.
I know some people that like only have one name, like Madonna.
Well, they... Sure.
Yes. And B-Once. She only got one name. How are you, man? It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. Things are going well. We're a little wet after last night, but
I was going to say, was there a game scheduled last night?
There was. We did our best, and we sat around until about 7:30, and at that point, it was going to take us about 2 hours to get the field ready. So rather than have the fans wait, we went ahead and called it. So that just means free baseball tonight.
I wondered because you're not too far from the airport.
Yeah,
and the airport had 5.5 inches of rain.
Yeah, we.
So you're in one of the heaviest. Hardest hit areas.
We had some people come in, look at our outfield, and it was basically a small ocean, and as soon as it stopped downpouring, like, there was no water in the outfield at all, but unfortunately, it was still enough damage done that we had to call it off, but again, doubleheader tonight, starting at 5 o'clock, and the second game will be starting probably around 7 or 7:30, so 2 games for the price of 1 night with Max Fireworks, and Charity's Night, get to bid on some jerseys.
Quick question, on doubleheaders, do they play 9 or 7?
We play 7 in the minor leagues.
Okay.
So 14 innings over a span of probably about 3.5-4 hours.
And then we have a whole bunch of listeners who are going to be at the ballpark tomorrow night.
Yeah.
For, you got the Jackson Generals and Scott Knight. What else is going on? And, I hate to say it, the longest window of time in my calendar year is from the end of the Biscuit season to the beginning of the next one, because there's no spring training here or anything like that to go run and see. So
it's the shortest window for me, but yeah.
It's... you know, now we're down to the last few opportunities to take advantage of these great weekend promotions you got going.
Yeah, we've got, in addition to the Scout Night, like the caller mentioned, we've also got an AUM water bottle giveaway. It's kind of our back-to-school night. You know, all the kids are back in school, so we're giving away a nice metal AUM water tumbler to the first 1,000 kids, 18 and under. The Boy Scout Night, if you do have a Boy Scout that wants to come to the Camp Reed, call our office today. If you've got a Scout who has a friend that wants to come with them, we'll give them a free ticket. So if you're a scout, wants to come out, bring someone who's not a scout member and wants to show them what it's all about, we're going to give them a free ticket to try to get them to encourage them to join the Boy Scouts. And then any teacher that comes and brings their ID, they're going to get $5 off their ticket tomorrow as well. So get through those first couple days, get to the weekend, unwind with some biscuits and Max fireworks and cheap tickets.
I was one of the scariest baseball videos I've seen in a long time. Former Biscuit Mikey Matuk got hit in the head. I mean, really, really hard.
Yeah.
Right off the side of the helmet. That's the one thing.
He's a tough kid, though.
People, I hate it when they, football's a manly game, you know. Please, my buddy Mr. Baumhauer said, if you think I'm going to stand up there with a 95-mile-an-hour rock coming at me, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You know, we used to do charity softball games with the Dolphins years ago in Miami. And I got Dan Marino to ground out to short four times pitching. That's my greatest sports achievement ever, I think. That or the hole-in-one, I'm not sure.
Well, I would say we could sign you up to be a relief pitcher for us, but we've actually, in addition to everything else we got going on, so we also have a major league rehabber coming with us. So Johnny Venters, left-hander who played for the Braves.
Yeah.
Special. He's going to be a biscuit for the next 2 or 3 days. So coming out and see former Brave and future Tampa Bay Ray and everything else going on.
Is he in the process of making a comeback?
He had Tommy John surgery, so he's had a long, arduous comeback.
He threw it hard.
He's almost ready to come back. So it's a real good, feel-good story.
Around the time Craig Kimbrell?
Yeah, Chris Medlin, Johnny Venters, Craig Kimbrell, those guys all came up around the same time. Tommy Hansen through the Braves organization and all kind of went their separate ways. But, you know, the Rays picked it up. Venters had to go through Tommy John, and they're ready to get his arm back in Tampa.
That's great. I hope it works out. It's such a tough thing because the player loses 12 to 14 months, basically it's a whole season while they recuperate, and there's no guarantee for all of them that they're going to come back and be as good as they were before the surgery.
Yeah, it's very rare they come back better, but sometimes they do. Sometimes when they lose that velocity, they learn how to hit the corners better and throw curveballs better. So maybe it'll come back and be even sharper. So
Major League season has taken a turn for the sour for me. I'm watching Aaron Judge, who carried the Yankees the first half, come off the All-Star break and suck.
As the GM of a Rays affiliate, I have no problem with that. No offense.
Yeah, no, I understand. Just amazing to watch. In fact, I don't know if you saw the home run he hit in Seattle. I've watched quite a few games, Safeco Park. It's tough to hit a ball real far there because of the heavy ocean air. And it almost left the park completely, which is very difficult to do in a closed roof place.
Yeah.
And they measured it at only 441, so I wrote to the ESPN home run tracker people and said, I'm sorry, I don't believe that. That figure can be accurate. I've seen a lot of home runs hit in that ballpark, and that thing almost left the joint. How could it only be 441? And they actually wrote me back and sent this long analytical explanation and said, yeah, it was certainly hit hard, and blah, 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 but it's still 441. I was disappointed. Interesting season, though, man. There's still a lot of teams in play, including the Rays.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a fun season. There's so much young talent right now with Judge and Cody Bellinger and Harper and
Bellinger's
Trout.
Been amazing.
I mean, it's all these guys under the age of 27 that are carrying the majors. So it's a fun time to be a baseball fan. And a lot of those guys come from the minor leagues, so you get to see those guys as biscuits before they become superstars.
Do any of our biscuits look like good September call-up prospects for the Rays?
We have a lot that have already been called up to Durham that started the season with us that are now in Durham, and they'll probably be coming up here in the next couple weeks. You know, our guys, we have a very young team. So we have 20-year-olds and 21-year-olds that are really kind of honing their skills, but we've got a first baseman that's hitting 350, Dalton Kelly. He's got a great swing, good power, good average. Our starting pitchers are just amazing. So
I got a kick out of a player he had called Boog Powell.
Boog Powell, yeah.
Who looks nothing like the original. I mean, size-wise.
He's playing for the Seattle Mariners right now.
Yeah, he's been traded twice, I think, since he left the Biscuits. It's always fun, though, to watch the players that we've seen come in and play at the ballpark make the major leagues, because that's real talent.
We are almost up to 100. We've had 98 biscuits go on to the major leagues, so we're two away from 100. So we should get that this year.
Sign me. Have the Rays call me up. I'd like to be number 100. I could still throw, 75, 80-mile-an-hour knucklehead ball. All right, go to BiscuitsBaseball.com to get your tickets for the remaining games this season, and I'll tell you, the new ownership is going all out to make it even more family-friendly, more entertaining, offer you more options within the ballpark. Still the best family value, in my opinion. You want to go see a crap movie? Come on, you can go outside and enjoy the fresh air.
Is there fireworks tomorrow, too?
There are Max Fires tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, tonight and tomorrow. Ooh, nice. Yeah.
Wow.
Two in a row.
Back to back. Awesome. And the fireworks displays are always excellent. Thank you so much for coming by.
Appreciate you having me on.
All right, it's 8:36. We still got a lot of things to do here. We're going to be doing our, it'll be an abbreviated News of the Weird today, and we should get, Rich, are you handy at the moment?
Nope.
Okay, let me do traffic, and then we'll get to your fortress.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Everybody, good morning. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still just those couple of accidents that we told you about earlier. Nothing major. It's just one on Perry Hill Road at 85 and then also one on Birmingham Highway. That's actually a disabled vehicle. So don't worry about that one too much. That should be out of your way here anytime now. Interstate system's looking good. The Boulevard Atlanta Highway, all that looking real good for you, as well as the 31s so far this morning. Premier Place in Prattville has everything for school. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop. Stop by Lindmark and then grab a dessert at the Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich, are you ready now?
Are you kidding me?
No.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. Visibility down to a quarter of a mile or less in spots. Take it easy out there. Otherwise, a flash flood watch again today. There'll be some partial sunshine later, high around 90. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become rather numerous again by the afternoon and evening, and maybe even some leftover showers tonight. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs around 90, partly sunny, a generous supply of afternoon and evening storms both days, about 50 to 60% coverage. Lows at night around 74, not much change Monday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes, hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
High-tech solutions near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway for computer repair or service on Macs and PCs. Need accessories, parts, sales, or service? See high-tech. Get 10% off and mention this ad. High-tech solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
Congratulations to Rick Dotson. He won tickets to see Donald Fagen. Now here's how you get yours.
The legendary voice and co-founder of the rock group Steely Dan, Donald Fagen, and the Night Flyers, coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, playing all his solo hits and favorites from the Steely Dan collection, live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, August 14th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the Impact Box Office, or by calling 800-745-3000. Donald Fagen and the Night Flyers, sponsored by Impact.
Brubaker! Brubaker! It's our biggest sale of the year during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. We've acquired truckloads of extra inventory and additional staff to sell more than ever before. This week only, take $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months on almost every new car, truck, or SUV. Got a bump in your credit? That's okay. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Our biggest sale of the year. $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months. So what are you waiting for? This week only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance 3888 monthly per thousand finance, no sales plus tax, tag, title, and dot fee. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, 2,600 homes have sold and closed, with 200 homes under contract. Our average sales price is up from last year to $174,000. Statewide sales are up overall by 7%, and our average sales price is up 10%. increased real estate sales indicate a better economy, which translates to more jobs and fewer foreclosures. With increased sales activity, then buyers and sellers feel more confident about putting their house on the market, and the buyers are able to see more homes before they buy, making them more informed about their home purchase. With interest rates at historic lows, buyers can buy more house for their money than ever before. Want to find out more? Call the Real Estate Source, The Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives. So now they're running ads, lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore. And so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote on Tuesday, August 15th for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider. Paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
The summer is winding down and the school year is starting back up, but that's okay. Join us at Riverwalk Stadium on Saturday, August 12th for Back to School Night, featuring an AUM water bottle giveaway to the first 1,000 kids 18 and under with a post-game Max fireworks show. Bring your extra school supplies to donate to local nonprofit groups and receive a discount on your ticket at the gate. It's Back to School Night with the Biscuits on Saturday, August 12th at 6:35. Get your tickets now.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Correspondent Greg Budell. This will be somewhat of an abbreviated edition of News of the Weird today because the conundrum went over time, but that worked out well. It was fun. A lot of brilliant guesses, too. You guys so impressed me with your intelligence.
They're very good guesses.
We all know about the eclipse. It's coming up a week from Monday. South Carolina, cops there felt the need to specifically ask people not to shoot Bigfoot if they saw him. The lizard man of Scape or Swamp is a half reptile, half man, kind of like the creature from the Scape or Swamp Lagoon, who's believed to live in the swamps around Lee County in northeast South Carolina. Northeast South Carolina, so that'd be like close to the ocean. Some people are worried he could come out during the solar eclipse, Jay. This is when they all come out.
These
major solar and lunar events. The South Carolina Emergency Management Division even tweeted asking people to report any paranormal or lizard man activity during the eclipse. Taco Bell, they're always trying to reinvent the wheel when it comes to food. Remember when Pizza Hut put wieners in their crust?
Yeah.
You know,
I never got to try that.
I did. I was not impressed. And I like to try everything. Wasn't impressed. Now Taco Bell is going to be adding spicy Pop Rocks to their burritos, which could sound something like this. Something like this. That was just... Remember I mentioned the movies that...
They could change. That wouldn't be able to be made the same way, I guess, because of...
A list of 70 movies that couldn't happen in 2017, and maybe we'll go over this in a little more depth this afternoon. 16 Candles. That couldn't be made today because thanks to Facebook notifications, nobody would have forgotten Samantha's birthday. There would have been no drama with that. Pretty Woman in 1990, Edward would have never gotten lost because he could have looked up directions on his phone. He would have never met Vivian. Home Alone, which is, even in 1990, was kind of hard to believe.
Right.
He could have just texted or called his parents.
Mm-hmm.
And any parent that can't count their own kids probably shouldn't have them. My Cousin Vinny. I hated to see this on the list, but the truth is the two kids would not have been wrongly accused because there would have been security cameras.
Surveillance. Yep.
Forrest Gump. If Forrest just looked up directions on his phone, he would have known he was right near Jenny's house. Mrs. Doubtfire. Miranda would have helped Google Mrs. Doubtfire before trusting her to watch the kids.
Right.
And would have found out she didn't exist. Psycho.
That would have been another thing for My Cousin Vinny when they were trying to do the background checks on him.
Yeah.
They could have easily Googled that.
Yeah. Jerry Callow.
Yeah.
Callow with a C. Anyway, Psycho's another one because Marion Crane probably would have checked out an online hotel review, and if there weren't any for the Bates Motel, well, she might have gone somewhere else. And finally, Sleepless in Seattle. Jonah would not have called into a radio show to find a woman for his dad. He just set up an online dating profile.
That's true.
And I'm sure there's more. That's just the short list. That's all we have time for, kids, because we have Morning Maroon nominees coming up and more. If you need something new to maintain the outside of your home, we hope you'll always choose the local folks at Lewis Lawn. Locally owned, great products line like Echo, Exmark, Toro. The big feature at Lewis Lawn right now are the battery-operated steel edgers and trimmers. Lightweight, put them in the charging station. When you're ready to use, you hit the on button. No pulling, no filling tiny gas tanks. It's just ready to go when you are. And they are selling like crazy. As George Carlin would say, selling like hotcakes? No. Do hotcakes really sell that fast? No. Eggs? No. They are selling quickly, though. People are finding these to be very lightweight, convenient, and easy ways to maintain the outside of their home. All the steel products and everything you buy there, anything you buy there, is covered by warranty, and when it breaks or needs repair or service, you bring it right back to Lewis Lawn. 1135 Northern Boulevard, right next to Walter Craig. You can reach out to Chad Sasser. He's our point guy there at 244-9191.
David Little is in the house from Tucker Pecan. Here we are into the month of August and still steaming down at Tucker Pecan.
Yes, it is, Bubba. You know, something's always cooking down there. We've got fresh candies cooking every day at Tucker Pecan. We've got new candies. We've got old candies, the roasted and salted, the praline, the cinnamon. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. You just got to come down and check it out. You know, the smell will bring you in. But if that's not what you're looking for, if you're looking for a gift idea, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. We've got a lot of new jewelry coming in, a lot of new purses, things like that. And we've got your Alabama and Auburn ideas. When you get ready to go to the game, we've got the clear bags for the game that you can take in with you. We've got all kinds of neat Alabama-Auburn stuff just in time for college football. And as you know, Bubba, it's right around the corner.
It certainly is. Tell them where you are located, my friend.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives. So now they're running ads, lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore. And so does American Action Hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote on Tuesday, August 15th for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider. Paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
There you are, ma'am. Your porch swing is as good as new.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Oh, by the way, I need a new electrical outlet in my kitchen.
Say no more, ma'am. I am an electrical genius.
You are.
When the guy who just fixed your porch swing offers to do electrical work, you might be a little skeptical. Electricity can be dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring.
Actually, I was considering Crosby Electric. All of their technicians are highly trained.
Me too.
You?
Yep. Graduate from the School of Hard Shocks.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Oh, ma'am, you don't need a new outlet. Just plug all those appliances into this extension cord.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, come on, ma'am. Take a walk on the wild side.
No thanks.
Don't trust your home to just any electrical genius. Call the trained, experienced professionals at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Simone Biles. Some of my favorite moves are the double twist and, of course, the Biles. But my favorite move is nailing a perfect landing right between my amazing parents who adopted me.
There are 400,000 foster kids in the U.S. Help them get ready for school by donating new school supplies to Mattress Firm's Foster Kids, a program of the Ticket to Dream Foundation. To donate, visit mattressfirmfosterkids.org.
Come to a Mattress Firm today and donate school supplies to help a foster child in your community.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What? A few thousand people listen to you talk about nerd stuff?
That's right. In-game chat, Saturday afternoons, that's 4 to 6, right?
That is.
Right here on News Talk 93.1 FM, ahead of Clearing the Air with Terry Adams.
Thank you, Greggy.
Sure. He's the much-beloved and glorious... Prime Minister of Playtime. All right, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Kerry.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You have a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. All right, and nominee number one has got to be Jesse Webb. What did he do? He got out of his seat at a Britney Spears performance in Vegas and charged the stage and scared the bejeebers out of our poor Britney.
Are you guys having fun?
He was arrested and got his ass kicked, to sum it up, as they were taking him out. Oh, and by the way, the crowd chanted, hey-ho, hey-ho, mm-hmm. real loud as they were leading him off.
Because it stopped everything, you know?
Yeah, it did. And scared Britney. She thought he had a gun. All right, nominee number two. This is a family in Costa Mesa, California. Held a ceremony the other night to ward off evil spirits, which involved lighting candles. Well, they won't have to worry about evil spirits because they won't have to worry about their house. They burned it down during their candle lighting ceremony. And then we had a choice here. We have a couple of drunks. One drunk driver who pulled into a station in Pennsylvania because he was looking for a safe place to park. Trouble was he was hammered.
Right.
He was arrested. And then we have a guy. This is... I don't know what the BAL was on this dude, but guy in Connecticut gets pulled over by the police. He was obviously weaving back and forth on the road. 39-year-old David McGuire gets out of the car, opens the truck, and tries to escape on a bicycle. I don't know.
Give that boy an A for effort, I guess.
Yeah, you know what the odds are on making a getaway by bike, but who's the dumbest of the dumb there? Sort of leaning to the evil spirit candle lighting ceremony. Because fire ward off evil spirit, but it also took away their house.
Exactly.
And I wonder if their homeowner's insurance will cover a fire that occurred during the warding off of evil spirits.
You know, and well, then the other part is, you'd think you'd make up a story before you said that this is what we were doing.
Uh-huh.
You'd be like, I left the match thing. You know, just something more accidental than, here's what I tried to do and end up burning down the house. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
they can win it.
We'll give it to them.
What a maroon.
We got other winners to get to.
Yeah. I am not, by the way, feeling good because somebody lost their house. Not that I'm unsympathetic.
No, of course. No.
If you get hit by lightning, I'm incredibly sympathetic. I'll bring you old clothes, but not for
me. Don't do something stupid.
Yeah. All right. We have grand prizes to give away, including what's our number today?
89.
That's good.
And most of that came from today's Keep Them. There was a lot of calls for that one.
You know, it changes day to day. First up, a $25 gift certificate to Tucker Pecan. An array of tempting treats. Service tumblers and more goes to number 68.
That's going to be a call from today. It is Tiffany F.
Tiffany F. Or Tiffany F. What a great thing to put out when you have guests over during football season. A tray of treats from Tucker Pecan. Remember, the next time your family says,
"Let's get nuts,"
it's Tucker Pecan on North McDonough.
Love it.
The works from Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Complete service on your vehicle. Tire rotation change. Your car vacuumed out for your convenience. 62.
Oh, wow. We're still in the ballpark then. Bob M.
Bob-em.
You win.
Flawless victory.
Yay!
And, Bob, you can redeem that at any of the Don Duncan locations, downtown at 408 Madison, 2700 Bell Road, north of Vaughan.
Let's get tires.
Yeah. And 3521 McGehee Road.
McGehee.
Right up by the old mall. Now, our grand prize is a Clark's Club membership, $159 value, two annual tenants to your system, discounts on parts and labor. What was the total?
89.
74.
74. Tracy E.
Tracy!
You won.
I'm so excited.
Tracy!
Congratulations
to all our winners. Contact the radio station or the evil spirits in your home. They'll tell you how to arrange your prize. We're almost pulling into camp news and views here. At 8:58, how's your neck doing? How's that pain you were dealing with on your side?
I haven't felt it at all, man. That thing is long gone, thanks to the fine folks at Infusion.
Yeah, Jay Scott did the laser therapy. What is that? That is when they take a laser that directs the flow of blood to an area where you're suffering acute pain, because everything you need to heal physically and mentally, I might add, is in your bloodstream. And this technology gives you a major infusion, that's why it's named that way, of healing from the blood to the area that's been affected. And it's worked on so many people. This is a real alternative. I have a friend over there trying now. He's facing a wrist surgery and is hoping that the laser will help prevent that. It's certainly worth looking into, better than going under the knife. I've been doing the cryotherapy.